Lady Shirin Chavis Haldovis, Shach Cheshbon HaNefesh. It's Sunday. Yutes Teves, 22 December. So we're learning Chavis Haldovis and we're in Shach Cheshbon HaNefesh. And we're in Paragimel. And we're in the middle of the ninth of 30 Cheshbonos. And the ninth Cheshbon really is to think about. Again, if you take like one cheshbon to think about for 3 days at a time, it'll change your lives. So cheshbon number 9 is very interesting because it talks about just doing things perfectly, doing things not, you know, in a partially good enough way. Okay, you know, it's good enough. Because you want to do it perfectly, you're being obeyed, Melech Malchei Hamlochim. And then he goes on to give examples of this. I don't want to go over. And then he segues into Tefillah. Tefillah being the example of a shiluv, of a combination of Chovos HaEvarim and Chovos HaLevavos. And he talks about you need both parts for Tefillah. The stress is mainly the kavana, and he goes through, and he says, like, how can you stand there and say, you l'rotzo nimrei fiv, yehagyon libi l'fanecha, when yehagyon libi was on your shopping list and making the deposit in the bank, and all the things that we think about during Shmona Esrei, or any part of the tefillah, really. We're towards the end of the cheshbon. There is probably in most prints, there's a paragraph, the last paragraph of the cheshbon starts with the words v'im ya'aseh, and we're a couple of lines before that, 6-7 lines, umin ha'tema, it's after a period, and it starts a new sentence, umin ha'tema, a few lines before the last paragraph of cheshbon 9. He's about to say a very startling. Chavis like throws out these sentences that they're amazing. They're amazing insight. And it's a chiddush in the sense, hey, I never thought about it like that before. So he's about to say one of those. You're warned. This is going to be on the final exam. And. He was talking about, I don't want to chazer over, you know. He was talking about kavana, and how, of course, you have to have kavana. And the whole lineage of tefillah is kavana. And that's why, at times, you could even daven a shorter Shmona Esrei. And, you know, you can cut down in the actual words of the Shmona Esrei at times, because the main thing is the kavana. And now he says, Umin HaTema, he says, it's amazing that people don't daven properly. Why? Listen to what he says. Shatfila etzlecha emunas habore upigdono. What an amazing sentence. Hashem entrusts us with the power of tefillah. Hashem has faith in us. Hashem has emuna in us. Hashem is giving us a gift. It's a pikadon. It's Emunas Habori Upagdono. He's trusting us. He's entrusting us with a valuable gift. That's a pikadon. And it's Emunas Habore. Hashem has Emuna in us. Kimosar Biotcha. Hashem gives over to you, to us. In Yono, the whole idea of davening to Hashem and seemingly the system is, that he responds to our tefillah, and he acts accordingly. That's how he. We're not going. There's a lot to talk about tefillah. Obviously, am I changing Hashem's mind? What do I think I'm doing? But the simplest way of understanding tefillah is that it's just part of the system. Just like Hashem said, when it rains, something's going to grow. And just like Hashem says, if you do mitzvahs, So v'nosati gishmeichem be'itom v'nos nha'aret zivula v'etza sodeh yitain perio and onesh. So davening is part of the system, it's part of the equation. I think that's the simplest way to answer a very valid, deep, philosophical question of what are we doing when we're davening. Like, Hashem's going to do what he's going to do, am I trying to get Hashem to change his mind, like, what am I doing? A lot of answers, a lot of ways of understanding it. I think the simplest is it's part of the system. Hashem made part of the system that we should turn to him and request our needs from him. That's just part of it. So when Hashem, so to speak, sits down, excuse the expression, and makes a cheshbon, shall I do this? Shall I save this person? Shall I heal this person? Shall I extend this person's life? Should I make this, give this person parnosa? Should I let this person have intelligence? Well, the whole gamut of human needs. So part of the decision making process, please, again, we have no other way to say it, is that we daven. Hashem wants to see that the person turned to Hashem, acknowledged that the source of what he or she wants is from Hashem, and how do you pay lip service to it? What makes it real? When you request it, when you say it belongs to Hashem, please give me sanity. Please give me sanity. So that's a recognition and an acknowledgement that my sanity is dependent on Hashem's granting it to me. And I don't just say my sanity is dependent on Hashem's giving it to me. That would be wonderful. I don't know if you mean it or not. When you request it, Hashem, ask me, Chaneinu Meyitach Adiyah Bina V'Haskel, request of me to give you intelligence, to give you seichel, to give you sanity, to give you rational thought. Oh, that you understand, it comes from me. You're asking me for it. That's, I think, again, we can't go into davening now. It's a subject of hundreds of hours of shiurim. But again, that's the simplest way of understanding it. So Hashem gives us a gift that we can, so to speak, 1,000 times, precipitate Hashem's actions, cause Hashem to do something, and that's a tremendous gift. And it's an emunah, because he has faith in us that we'll use it properly. Use it properly means that we won't just fly off the words. That's what he's saying here. That's his point. So how can you not daven properly? How can you not treat such a gift properly if the Melech Malchei Hamlochim says, I'm dependent on you. Just turn to me and ask me. It doesn't mean every time the request will be granted. We know that. But the system is that what should we ask Hashem for things? Yeah, that's the system. The system is that he responds to our bakoshes. He built that in the system. Why? I'll explain to you very simply. Because the whole purpose of the universe, again, it's really the whole Sefer Chayyus Halvavus is structured on this, but I'll quote the Ramban at the end of Bo, because that's the most famous one-liner, and you say the Ramban says it. Chayyus Halvavus says it. What do you want? He's a Musa Sefer. But you say the Ramban and Chumash says it, people sit up and take notice. So the Ramban and Chumash says, at the end of Bo, a very, very, very famous Ramban of the most, probably, possibly the most fundamental Ramban of the whole Chumash. And the one line that hits you in the face, or should, is that the purpose of the creation of the universe is that the creations acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. The acknowledgement from the Nivra that there is a Borei. That is the purpose of it all. That's the whole ball of wax. Someone asks you the meaning of life, say, the meaning of life is to acknowledge that Hashem gives it, that Hashem gives us everything. To acknowledge Hashem's existence. To acknowledge that there's an invisible, we can't, our senses do not relate to Hashem, but he's there and he powers and empowers everything. And that's the energy source of all of existence, not just all of things happening, but all of existence. So it makes sense, if that's the purpose of the creation of the world, that it makes sense, at least to me it makes sense, that he would have structured events, tov v'ra, that he would have structured events as being dependent on that acknowledgement. To encourage the acknowledgement, to punish if the acknowledgement is not there, more so to work out that acknowledgement until you realize that, yeah, that's what you're doing when you're davening. And anyway, okay, getting back to the Chavis Halvavos, the startling sentence that I was pointing out is that davening is Hashem's emuna in us. That's such a beautiful sentence. Hashem is entrusting us with a gift. The gift, as I say, what's the gift? The gift is that we're given a chance to move Hashem, as it were, to get Hashem to respond to us, so to speak. So it's a gift. How can you not take advantage? How can you like waste your davening when Hashem is giving you such a gift? That's what he's saying here. Umen atayma shel tefila etzelcha, shatefila etzelcha, emunas habori u'bagdono, ki mosar biyotcha, in yono, he handed over to you, it's inyan v'nosna v'reshuscha, lo yashkif aleho zuloso, no one else. It's nobody else's business. Remember, we talk about a relationship with Hashem. That's it. You and Hashem. There's no one else in the room. You're davening. No one else in the room. Conceptually, it's on your kavana. Halavai and Shemon Hasrei, but really, all of davening is like that. It's you and Hashem. You and Hashem. There's nobody else there. Nobody. There's no neighbors. There's no friends. There's no spouse. There's no nothing. The ilu tispalel osa. So if you daven properly, kamosha tziva habori yisparach, you have confirmed Hashem's faith in you. Yatzasa yidei cholvas lehemuna, and the yikablena mimcha habori, that will bring to your tefillos being miskabel and listened to, and because you daven properly and you're with Hashem on the same page, so to speak. That's both things, right? Both in the kavana and saying the words properly, which you said is very important. You're a robber. Kovim means a rob, to rob. Kovim, you are robbing Hashem of his faith in you, meaning you're disappointing him. He gave you such a gift, and he was sure you would watch over it and treasure it and use it properly, and you didn't. So you're becheskas hakovim also be'emunoso. You're robbing Hashem. Vamar akosav behem, and the Torah says about such people, kidor tapuchos hema bonim lo emun bom. It's a very pasuk. It's a beautiful phrase from Chavis Halvavos, but he's saying, hey, it's a pasuk. Lo emun bom, my emuna in them has been misplaced. V'omar bancheho emunos hanohagim bohem kemishpoton uchadinayhem einai benemnei oretz. This is what a pasuk in Tehillim. My eyes, my hashgacha is benemnei oretz, the faithful of the land. What are they faithful to? So he's learning the faithful of tefillah, not just faithful in Torah, faithful in mitzvahs, but faithful in using the gift of tefillah. Not always, but certainly, most of the time, if we daven properly, or else, what is tefillah? It's a request. To me, it makes no sense to say that there's no adifus to Hashem listening to our tefillah and granting us what we ask for. Then there's really no point in davening. Unless you say it's Tama Frumkeit, like putting on tefillin, so you're davening, but it can't be the pshat. Your davening is a meaningful act. So it wouldn't be meaningful if Hashem wouldn't respond. Now, did I take a scientific survey of all the tefillahs in the world that have ever been said? No. Rather, there have been studies in hospitals that show there's a higher percentage of recovery for people who have people davening for them.
and they eliminated all the other things that could have affected the study, and the study still shows a sizable difference in the percentages. So again, the fact that Hashem doesn't always answer what we want to answer is because our vision is limited and we want things that are not good for us. Just like you don't need to go further than the parent who do not give the child what's harmful for the child. But in general, they do everything for the child, and when the child requests something, they give it them, and they're very forthcoming and they're very generous and they want the child to be happy, and etc., etc. Yeah, does a parent give a child everything he wants? No, but if we made a list, and if you would ask the child, Mommy never, never gives me what I want. But then when you start thinking through the day, how she gave him breakfast, right? And you say, oh my goodness. Like, I think today the score was like 20 million to one running, that she did things for him and she did what he wanted. Can I have a different shirt? Okay, here's a different shirt. Have a drink of water? Here's a drink of water. And then he says, you know, can I cross the street myself? And she says, no. So he thinks, mean mommy, right? That's what that child. So we have to think of ourselves as being in the same position. The times that Hashem does for us in response to our tefillah far outweigh the times that he doesn't. But we remember when he doesn't. Because when he does, we feel entitled. Here we go back to Shahar HaBechina. We feel entitled, and we feel that's the norm. And I have a complaint against Hashem that I'm poor, but I'm not so quick to thank Hashem when I'm rich. Right? That's why wealth is a bigger nisayon than poverty, because the Chumash says in many places, the idea of Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivot, that wealth makes you forget Hashem. So Hashem, you know, it's like the father that doesn't give his kid money so that he should keep writing him letters. No, mamish, it's not, that's it. Hashem is a father and we're the child. And if we just think about our relationship with our children and how we feel about them, and they come, they ask us, again, you want this, again, you want that. But we keep giving and giving and giving. And then one time we say no, and we're like, oh, you're such a meanie. Right, really, that's how we are with Hashem. Okay. That's all. Okay, we'll go on now. Again, the Chavis Halal is here. You know, in a workshop on Tefillah, I feel this is a major Chavis Halal. It's the five themes of Tefillah that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was on the side there. The importance of Kavona, the importance of saying the words properly, how our minds fly off in all directions, and that's why Chazal had to give us a nusach kavua, because it might be good for a day or two. Oh, can I just daven from the heart and ask Hashem for what I need? Yeah, that'll work for a day or two. By the third day, you're thinking about everything else in the world that's on your mind. So Chazal said, yeah, here's the words. Our words include everything in the world a person will need. And you just, and I have to have kavana. Okay, now we go on. We're coming back to the point of the cheshbon, which is to do the mitzvahs in an exemplary fashion. So he talked about cholvos ha'evorim and the combination. I'm sorry, he talked about cholvos ha'levavos and the combination of levavos and evorim. And now in this last paragraph, v'myasem echolvos ha'gufos me'uma, and when you're doing mitzvahs that are just guf mitzvahs, and now. Really, this is a strain. The formulation is a little. If you're used to the Chavis Halvavos, you do a double take a shtickle, because according to the Chavis Halvavos, there's nothing that's just Chavis Eivorim, because Hashem doesn't want meaningless acts, and this is clear in Shara Avodas Elokim, that everything has a spirit in it. Everything has, you know, what the mitzvah represents, what the mitzvah's lesson is, how the mitzvah brings us closer to Hashem. Everything has that. There's no such thing as a robotic, pure, you know, do this. Maybe a chok is close to that. But even in a chok, we're accepting Hashem's malchus. So it's not a dead, meaningless act. It was supposed to say, I'm mishabed myself to what Hashem wants me to do, purely. And I'm not, there's no other benefit in it other than purely, in a sense, it's the purest form of avoda. Because I'm humbling myself in front of Hashem. I'm doing kniya and I'm listening to what he says, even if I don't understand it. It's not the ideal, and it's not what most mitzvahs are, because Hashem wants us to serve him with our understanding also. Hashem wants us fully engaged in mitzvahs. He doesn't want us to be just robots. So what the Chovos HaLevavos means, I guess, when he talks about Chovos HaGuf, that it's just Chovos HaGuf, and Kavanah doesn't play a role, he doesn't say Kavanah doesn't play a role, that's the point. He doesn't say Kavanah doesn't play a role. He just says, to be Yotzei the mitzvah, we're not concerned with the lev aspect. We're just concerned, because he's talking about him being Yotzei the mitzvah, doing what you're supposed to do. So, and Chanani, then, we say, even if mitzvahs, if you know, even he's going that Yotzei, even if you don't have any special Kavanah, the only lev that's absolutely necessary, even in these mitzvahs, is before you start doing it, because we paskin mitzvahs trichas kavana. You have to have in mind that you're doing the mitzvahs Hashem. You can't just do. Very interesting. Hashem said, take challah. And you took challah. So that's wonderful. Right? No, it's not enough. Because Hashem doesn't want us just to take challah. Hashem wants us to take challah as a response to Hashem's command. He wants us to be serving him. The challah is nice, but that's not really the point. Or it's a secondary point. Or it's a co-equal first point. But you do have that. But the main thing is that you're serving Hashem. And it's meaningless without bringing Hashem into the picture. Even in Ben Odom Achavero, in terms of mitzvahs, it's meaningless if you don't bring in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what he's saying. That you do have to have kavanah, but the kavanah you have to do is that you're doing it for the sake of Hashem's mitzvah before you start. So that's why some people say L'Shem Yichud. I don't know if the customer base here says it, but some people say Hanei Muchel Mazum L'Kayim Mitzvahs, whatever. Chayim Mitzvahs Kiddush, Friday night, they'll say that. Yeah. But there's no difference in every night, Pesach night, no difference. So, we do it through a bracha. People who don't say L'Shem Yichud, who don't say Hareini Bruchon HaMazumun. So you're really supposed to just stop and think for a moment. You're doing this because Hashem wants you to do it. You're fulfilling the will of Hashem. You might not be Yotzei if you don't think that. Sometimes there's an assumption that that's what you're thinking. Some things have that assumption, but not always. If you don't have the assumption, so then you have to think that. And it's not enough to think I'm putting on tefillin. I'm putting on tefillin because Hashem wants me to put on tefillin. If you do that properly, the gadlo or the romamo, because she has shorish maseil, so that the shorish of your actions, lishmo al the mitzvos abore, the gadlo or the romamo or the hodoslo, Ulashabcho al Godel Tovoso Varov Chasod of Olov. So this wouldn't seem like it really fits in. How is this part of the mitzvah? Where does it say these things? So the heritage are going to the Chavis HaLavis. Every time we do a mitzvah, we're saying thank you. So every mitzvah is a form of Hillul Hashem, praise, and we're acknowledging Hashem and we're thanking Him. The Agiabo al Kates Kvuleho. So if he does that the right way, he'll be able to reach like the nth degree of the mitzvah. V'tchilas ha'maisu v'amtzi'uso. U'v'sofo yire me'akel v'cheit v'chavit v'mashyagir l'ritzono v'yarchik mi'kitzvo. He'll do it, and then he should find favor in the eyes of Hashem. K'mo yishom ha'dovet olav ha'sholom, ha'asol shutzon cholakai chofotzti. If there's anything we do, we should do it because it's the will of Hashem, not because it's our will. Thank you.
sometimes it's not so simple as it sounds. Many times. Maybe most of the things we do is because of social pressures. And we don't stop and think, Hashem wants me to do this, and this is my response. Yes, I'm doing it. And that's what it's supposed to be. We're responding to Hashem's tzivui. The Yisun Afshul Bazela, Akosha, he should compare it, Ashakidamti, the Bukhir comparison he said away in the beginning, Betchilas Aponim Oilem Midvar HaMelech, that imagine you before a king, how you would talk, how you would anticipate the psak. Ashakidamti, Betchilas Aponim Oilem Midvar HaMelech, the Yiyya Ali Baltomid, that he's doing the will of Hashem, and that's his avdus, and that's his thank you. It'll work. He'll find a new ruach, a new leibedekeit. L'maisa ha'avoda be'ezus ha'keil. K'mo shikdamnu b'divrei dover ha'melech olav ha'shalom. Chishavti d'rochoy. I made a cheshbon of my, where I went. V'ashivir aglai aleido secha. And then you're bursting with energy. Chasti v'lo yismamoti. Lishmar mitzvah secha. We explained why that would result in chashti b'davka, because you're energized. You're energized when you think of everything you owe Hashem, and that this is also Hashem, and you have to show your appreciation. So that energizes you, and you do things that you might not have thought you could do before. Like I said, the marshal, the guy that goes to the, he has to go to a friend's chasana. And it's raining outside, it's cold. He doesn't have a car, he doesn't know how to get there. See, he won't go to the chasana. But then if he thinks, oh, that guy got me a job once when I was unemployed. He found me a job. You get energized. You say, oh, I have to go. I have to show my akaras hatov, I have to go thank him. You get energized, you go out, you brave the elements, and you go. So here also, once chishavti derochoi, so chashti v'lo yosmamoti. Okay, we're going on now to cheshbon number 10. Va'asiri. Cheshbon ha'odom im nafsho, to think about the following. Ba'ashkofas ha'bore, how Hashem is looking at him and seeing everything he does. Al niglehu b'nestaru. Meaning, what's not so nigla? His thoughts, what's in your thoughts. Hashem sees everything you did, the motivation, the willingness, the simcha, what made you happy, what made you breathe a sigh of relief. But the cheshbon itself is to remember and to think about that Hashem is looking at us. Hashem knows us. Hashem knows us inside and outside. What you're thinking about, you can pull out a thought. That's scary. From Hashem, and you have to work on this. You have to work on that Hashem, you feel comfortable that Hashem is looking into your heart and your motivation and your soul, and he sees good things there. What are the good things? That I want to serve Hashem is my way of saying thank you for all that he has given me. I have a pretty messed up life. Yeah, but he's given me life, and he's given me existence, and he's given me a nose, and 15 birchas hashachar, and so on and so forth. So you're always working on that. You're not working on how people perceive you. You're working on what Hashem thinks of you. Think that Hashem, that's what this tenth cheshbon is. You're standing and you're imagining Hashem is looking at you and your actions and your thoughts. And like, oh. V'yimshol b'zeh, a good marshal, ilu hoya mashkif olavodom, a person would be observing you. V'shomer t'nu osof tomin, capturing you with a video camera. Hanochon hoya lo lasos dover, would it make sense to do something, shehu mo'os al'odom ahu, that this person who's taking
the video finds repugnant. Hashomer Olav, you do it in front of him. He's done you a favor. He's not just a neutral person, but he's done you a favor. Where he gives you everything you have. How can you dream of being Moreg? To be embarrassed. From disobeying him. The bottom line is to fulfill the will of Hashem and to establish that love. Ba'od, another way of understanding it, when we have to get dressed up, we get dressed up to the nines. When we have to go meet an important person, we fill out all the stops. They don't see what I'm thinking about the guy, but they just see the outward, and so we all respond accordingly. You don't stand in front of a king disheveled. Our chashivos lachar miso, especially, is the clothing that we have, is the clothing with which we will mekadesh shem shemayim, served Hashem, b'nereinu, b'nisterenu, le'lokim, ne'hashkafasu aleinu b'shovet tadir, because we have this sense that Hashem is watching us. V'ilu ha'yomalim b'libeinu. If you could imagine that if you had to go to a king to ask him for something, if we would imagine that they can see, go to a king to make a request and he can read my thoughts, lo hayinu misaktim lekashit batzpunenu kiritzono mimenu. We would get dressed up on the inside too. We wouldn't get just on the outside. We'd get dressed up on the inside. Lo hayinu misaktim lekashit batzpunenu kiritzono mimenu. Halo tira kirov bnei adam ein ilas ishtadlus on lulmol hachochmos ulamdon. I don't know, he talks about different chochmas that people learned in his time. Maybe even nowadays you would say, because they want to be an educated, a person of letters. It's not necessarily you're going to parlay it into parnasa, but they want people to, you know, to have that chashivas for him. So he says, v'chein b'harbe minyone atoros. Ki am ha'orez mitzuvim al das malkom. So you want to do it right. Because he's watching them. He doesn't get distracted. Any Hashem Hema Meshotetim B'chol Ha'orez Omer Akosov Bin Yen Hayiru Mi Ashkaf Asabori Al Tval Al Picha B'lib Chal Yimayel Otsudob L'Fnei Elokim. Don't be so quick to speak again about Hashem. Ki Elokim B'Shemayim V'Tal Ha'orez V'Omar Hashem B'Shemayim Mishkaf Al B'nei Odom V'Chashayi Ha'inyin Azeh Shob Al Rayim Ha'mayim And Tomid. If a person thinks about these things always, that Hashem is looking at him and Hashem knows what his motivations are, what his thoughts are, what his habamina was, what he would like to happen. So he'll be walking Hashem around with Hashem in his heart. Because he'll always be imagining or visualizing or that Hashem is watching him. And then he goes around like that enough, he experiences the Shekhinah, he experiences Hashem. Because this person is going around with Yiras Hashem and he keeps increasing it. He checks out what he does. Everything he's very careful about. The Choker is Polov and Hogus Briosov. And the Ezos al Gedulosov, Ramamusov, and Chachmosov, and Yecholtov. Kasha Yasmin al Zeh, Yoniach Habori Lom. At Svo, he'll ease up. on what's not going right in his life, v'yargia libo mipachto, v'yiftach lo shari yidiyoso, knowing him, v'yigala lo sodos chochmoso. Quite a promise. V'yosem meino v'hadrachoso v'hanhagoso. V'yanecheu la'atzmo liyicholto. He won't just, you know, cast them loose. K'mashom v'mizma Hashem roi lo echzor, atzofo. V'yia b'madvegu hel yona, v'madvegus hachasidim v'malas haromim v'malas atzadikim. So these things are not for us. V'yirami ein ayim, he'll be able to perceive things that are not physical. He'll have perception, he'll have depth. He'll understand things. That seeing without an eye is understanding, having insight. Insight. Reading between the lines, seeing depth. In depth. In seeing in depth. The yishma mebliyozen, he'll be able to hear, meaning he'll be able to understand what people... He'll hear people, know if they're lying, if they're telling the truth, if they're just being mitnatzel. V'yidaber b'liloshon, v'yagresh b'inyonim b'lichushim. He'll just be able to figure out things, and he'll know things. V'yishar b'hemi baladei hakosheh, b'edo keitz b'mu'uma me'inyono, lo bocher inyon yosu me'inyon shemeshe bocher habore. He doesn't aspire to anything that's not in Hashem's plans for him. If Hashem wants it for him, he's happy. Tola Ritzono, Ritzon Habore, Vyavoso, Bahavoso, Vanea Vetzlo, Masha Ovlo, Vanima Sailo, Masha Moslo. I like, someone asked me today, like based on my dress yesterday, I said, why do you hate Russia? Russia. So I said, you hate Russia in a chlami, it's not supposed to be personal. You're not supposed to hate Russia because he did something bad to you. You have to be. Understand that it's not the Russia doing it, it's Hashem doing it. We hate Rishon because Hashem hates Rishon. And as David HaMelech says, Halom is an echo Hashem esno. Uvis komemecho es kotot. I will pick a fight even with them. If Hashem hates someone, I hate him. So that's the answer. A Russia, presumably, if we can't be down the Kapschus, and we know he's a Russia, and we know he knows what he's doing, and he's not finished in Israel, right? After we'll finish all the Chesbainus, and you're left with a Russia, so you hate him also. Halom Musanecha Hashem Esna. But it's not personal. Not I hate him because he messed me up. I hate him because Hashem hates him. Ba'anev etzlo ma'ashavom, and ma'ashavom, and ma'ashavom, and ma'achachom, ashrei odom shmeli lishkol al dolsaisa yom yom, v'omar kimosi mosachayim, v'yopik vasami Hashem. So that was this cheshbon number 10. Wait, let me just sum up number 10. Hashem is always looking at us, not just at what we do, but at what we're thinking, what our motivations are, what our reasons for doing what we're doing are, what we'd like to do, we just can't do it or don't get around to it. He remembers everything about the person. He knows everything about the person. And we have to think, you know, if we would appear in front of a Melech Bas of Adam that way to be judged. And he can see what we're thinking. Right? He goes, and maybe he'll give me a life sentence. And he sees what I'm thinking. So we clean up our thoughts rather quickly. But that's what happens with Hashem. So we have to clean up our thoughts, like Pharaoh cleaned up Yosef before he came to the king. And continue on. Yeah.
You're saying that the proper execution of a mitzvah is with the proper kavanas and understanding that the Baruch Hu is doing it all for him. But
yeah.
How much of our lives is rote and routine and...
You mean our lives in doing mitzvahs?
Yes.
That's a huge problem. You have pinpointed it. How? The easiest way is to have kavana when you make the bracha. Because then you're saying, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvosav, B'tzivanu L'hafrish Chala. And you say, there's so many things to think about there. First of all, you're saying Ato. Wow. Ato means like he's standing here. You don't say Ato unless Hashem. And then you're thanking him, what Chala? What does Chala do? What does it mean? So I'm doing it, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvosav. Meaning the first primary thought is that it's a tzivui. A mitzvah means it's a command. He made us holy because we listen to him. That's spirituality. Listening and melding with the Ratzon Hashem, making Hashem's will my will. I listen to His command. That's a kedusha. Asher kedushonu b'mitzvosav. That says so much. It makes us kadosh. It turns mundane a dough. It takes a dough and makes it into the equivalent of a korban in the Beis Hamikdash. I mean, what's a korban in the Beis Hamikdash? It's also just a slab of meat. Michael, my expression. It's a slab of meat. But you're doing it for Hashem, and you're saying thank you. Now, Chavis Halvavos adds a twist to it. We, who are lucky enough to learn Chavis Halvavos and Rabbi Malinowitz, I wouldn't make a bracha on it, but... So we know it's not just we're listening to Hashem, but according to the Chavis Halvavos, we're not listening to Hashem as robots, because we have to, or else we'll get punished, or we have to because He's the master of the world, even. But He is giving us a way to thank Him. It's such a chiddush, the Chavis Halvavos, but it puts life into everything we do. And that's still only Asher Kedushonu B'Mitzvosav. We didn't even get up to, by the way, there's always a comma. It's Asher Kedushonu B'Mitzvosav, comma, V'tzivonu L'Hafrish Chala, V'tzivonu Al-Natilus Yadoyim, V'tzivonu L'Hadik Ner Shel Chanukah, V'tzivonu Al-Achilus Matzah, V'tzivonu L'Kpoa Mezuzah. It's not Asher Kedushonu B'Mitzvosav, V'tzivonu. The comma is after, and Asher Kedushonu B'Mitzvosav is a thought in itself. Thank you, Hashem. Well, even before the thank you, Hashem made us holy in giving us commands to fulfill His will. That's holiness. And thank you. Like, wow. Then, I mean, thank you for that. There's no end to the thanks, because thank you for that. We have that schus to do that. Goyim don't do that. Animals don't do that. Rocks don't do that. Or they do it, but they don't have bechira, so it's no big deal. They don't become holy through it. We become holy through listening to the will of Hashem. Then if you say, oh yes, thank you Hashem for giving me existence, for giving me life, that my spleen works, that I have a nose, that I have children, that I have a house, that I live in a house, that it doesn't rain on me when it rains, unless you have a leak in your roof. And really, and that's all Asher Kedushonu B'Mitzvosav. And the Chavis Halvavos gives it so much life by teaching us it's thank you. And maybe that's the Kedusha. Like, there's so much to think about there. Then you say, V'tzivonu L'Hafrish Chala. And you go, wow, why? He told, one of those mitzvahs is L'Hafrish Chala. And it's a way of acknowledging that Hashem is giving me parnasa. Hashem is giving me the bread that I eat. Hashem, this is the staple of life, and this is the staff of life, and Hashem is giving it to me, and He wants me to acknowledge that by taking a little small piece, and it speaks volumes, as we say. That little small piece speaks volumes. So the answer to your question is, as a start, is to have kavana by the bracha. I would also recommend learning Sefer HaChinuch by the Shabbos table. Learn one mitzvah every meal, or one mitzvah every Shabbos. And He gives life to all the mitzvahs. He says, the shorish of the mitzvah, this is what, on a very rudimentary level, and I'm saying that because the chinuch says it. I wouldn't dare say that, and the chinuch didn't say it. But he says it's very, like, baby stuff. This is not the real meaning of a mitzvah. It's baby stuff. So that I would recommend that. So you have those two things for starters. Have kavana by the bracha, and if you don't know what to think about, learn. Take a siddur with a perish or perish tefillah. Tens of books on tefillah. And to learn chinuch. Have a steady seder in chinuch, and you'll see the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are all drawing us closer to Hashem, all conceptually making us like Hashem, similar to Hashem, making us spiritual beings. Okay.